Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Joining us on the line, Carl Calabrese, political strategist. A lot to break down that happened over the weekend. Hey, Carl, I want to start with, before we dive into the Democrats and their march toward Super Tuesday, the president. And the words he had about Bernie Sanders, you know, the president has a nickname for everyone, it seems, who might be his potential opponent, from Joe Biden to Michael Bloomberg, Pete Buttigieg, and everyone in between. Yet when he talks about Bernie, it's in a little bit of a different tone. He keeps saying, you know, I hope they treat him fairly, and, you know, I hope he gets a good shake. It almost seems like he likes Bernie in a way.
Well, he does in many ways. By the way, he does have a nickname for him. He refers to him as Crazy Bernie. But there's no question, I think Donald Trump, Republicans would love to see Bernie Sanders the nominee of the Democrat Party. Trump is also playing another game here. He understands the Democrat dilemma. And the Democrat dilemma is that party establishment believes they cannot win the presidency with Bernie Sanders at the head of the ticket. In fact, not only will they not win the presidency, they fear they'll lose the House and not take back the Senate and lose governorships and just all the way down ballot. But their dilemma is, they also know, how do you stop him without ripping the party apart? Okay, that's the dilemma. Easy to stop him. Just change the rules and allow those 750-plus superdelegates to vote on the first ballot. The problem is, if you do that, you tear apart the party. They cannot win. They cannot win with Bernie, but they cannot win without him and his people. So that puts them in that real sticky point. The president knows that, and I think he's pushing that towards that cliff of the dilemma that they have to face. By stopping him, they risk losing his people, and that just tears apart the party and probably cements the election for Donald Trump.
Carl, why is Bernie galvanizing Democrats right now? Why is this socialism platform so attractive?
Well, because it's the base of the Democrat Party. I mean, you know, going into Nevada, Susan, the conventional wisdom amongst many Democrats and the media was that Bernie Sanders had a ceiling of about 30%, that he could not break 30%. Well, he blew that out of the water in Nevada with a 46% finish in a crowded field. This wing of the party has been growing. It has a lot of energy. It's the people who vote in primaries. And it's been festering for years, and it's now coming out. I mean, it happened with the McGovern wing of the party in 72, the Dukakis wing of the party in 88. And so it's what the Democrats have created by moving more and more progressively left. And so now the results of that is a candidate who is a socialist, declared socialist. He's not even a member of the Democrat Party. He's an independent. He caucuses with them. Bloomberg called him a communist. He's not a communist, but he certainly is a Marxist in terms of the rhetoric he uses. And he's very friendly towards communist and socialist regimes. I don't think he's ever met a communist regime he didn't like. I mean, he honeymooned in the Soviet Union. He supported the Sandinistas in Nicaragua. He's always supported Castro's Cuba. In fact, there's a tape of him when he was mayor of Burlington talking about listening to the Kennedy-Nixon debate in 1960 as a teenager. And he said when he heard Kennedy talking about how bad Castro was, he had to, and I'm quoting Bernie Sanders, "I had to leave the room to puke." That's him. That's his DNA. He's very, very favorable towards socialist, communist regimes, and he is a democratic socialist. And by the way, I give a speech about the presidential election, and in there I talk a little bit about this, and I say, what is the difference between a socialist and a democratic socialist, which Bernie says he is? What is the difference? There's one key difference. With a democratic socialist, you get to elect the people who are going to take away your liberties. That's the only difference.
Well, Carl, does it have to do as much with just kind of a disenfranchisement is the word that I'm looking for, or just maybe voters are being disillusioned by the regular party status quo? You know, people like Biden, people like Warren, who are, being pushed forward by the mainstream Democratic Party. It's almost as if, Bernie's popularity is mirroring Trump's in a way, where he was kind of the outsider to the party, the one that the party doesn't want, but, you know, he says he's there for the people.
No, you are absolutely correct. He is many ways similar to the Trump movement in the sense that it's a pushback, almost a revolt against the establishment. In this case, the left is revolting against an establishment, which they see as not leftist enough, the opposite with Trump. And so, yeah, that's part of it. But it's also the fact, Brian, that, you know, Bernie has a lot of support amongst young people. Young people grew up seeing what they view as a failed capitalist system with the Great Recession of 2008. And they saw their parents lose their homes, and they saw crony capitalism. Combine that with the fact that they're never really taught in high school and college about economics and history. And when they are taught history, it's revisionist history, that America is basically fundamentally a flawed, corrupt country. And that core group of supporters of Bernie Sanders really believe that. And that's a problem for the whole country, not just politically, but the whole country culturally going forward, that this generation believes that, you know, we are not an exceptional nation, that we're at our core racist and corrupt, and it has to be overthrown. It's a very, very dangerous belief within a very large demographic group that's going to be playing out in terms of political leadership over the next 20, 25 years. And I'm very concerned about it going down the road.
Let me ask you this. A new Siena poll came out this morning of New York voters across the state. And it said that if it's Trump versus Sanders in the end, Trump will be reelected by a 62-29% margin. What do you think of that?
Is that in New York State?
Yes.
Or nationwide?
New York State.
Yep. Well, nationwide, they think that Trump would beat Bernie in a general election.
Yeah, if that's true in New York, it shows you why Democrat establishment is literally having acid reflux today, that Donald Trump would be that strong in New York State against the Bernie Sanders.
It shows something, too, that Bernie has the most support here in New York amongst all the Democratic presidential hopefuls. But at the same time, you have a plurality who thinks that if it is Bernie, he would be beaten by Trump in a general election across the nation.
You know, again, it's 50 individual state elections. And what I've seen so far is, you know, a lot of Democrat candidates are ahead of Trump in key states. But the difference is, you know, 4 years ago at this point, Hillary Clinton was ahead of Trump in just about every state by, in some cases, double digits, 8, 9, 10, 12 points, and didn't hold up on Election Day. So right now, most of the Democratic candidates, state by state, are maybe slightly ahead of Trump within the margin of error. He's in a pretty good position right now as president with the economy. His favorable rating is higher than it's ever been, certainly higher than President Obama's was going into his election campaign. And so right now, Trump is doing pretty good. He's raising gobs of money, too. So is the Republican Party. So they're focusing on not just re-electing Donald Trump, but they're saying, boy, with Bernie Sanders at the head of the ticket, defining the Democrat Party as essentially a democratic socialist party now, we can not only win the presidency, we'll retain and maybe increase our position in the Senate, we'll take back the House, we'll win governor spots back, we'll win state assembly and state Senate seats back. This could be one of those elections like, you know, 1972, 1964, you know, the Reagan elections. This could be the big one for the Republicans. So, you know, they're on the sidelines. They're watching. Lots can change. But I think the next thing to watch for is how does the Democrat Party deal with this dilemma of how do you stop Bernie Sanders without tearing apart the party? What do you do? You know, there's been rumors that if it looks like Bernie is going to be the endorsed candidate, that President Obama may wade in and say he already has kind of subtly. He came out with a speech 3 or 4 weeks ago where he warned about going too far left and being too extreme, that the party can't do that. We'll see if he steps back in and maybe even starts naming names.
Hey, Carl, we always appreciate talking with you. That's Carl Calabrese from Masiello Martucci, Calabrese and Associates.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.